It's Rise FM in 60 minutes. Great to have you with us. And coming up in a few, I'll be joined in by the regional secretary of the ANC, Aubrey Maboya. He'll join us in conversation in this conversation of the CFO of Legwa Local Municipality. That appointment there seems to have sparked a lot of debate whether the MEC of Coxta, Ubabu Speed Mashile, is within his right to say he does not support that particular appointment. That conversation follows next. You're on Rise.
Rise FM, taking over Standerton on 105.8 FM. Let's go, go! Boomerang's best music and more.
Indeed, talking about Standerton, we land in Legwa, and that's the conversation we ensue there with the regional secretary of the ANC, Ubabu Aubrey Maboya. Nopala, good evening. Really appreciate you making time.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having us on your show.
Sure. Nopala, maybe let's understand from the context of the ANC, where do you lie in the spectrum of those who support the processes? I don't want us to talk much of the candidate, but maybe let's talk about the processes that led into the appointment of the CFO. Where does the ANC lie? Are you in support or against the process?
Yeah, thank you very much, Musa. The appointment of senior managers in municipalities are governed by the law, and our take or belief is that council appointed the panel that will do the shortlisting, interviewing, and scoring. We were informed that in terms of council resolution, and the panel was constituted by the municipal manager, a member of the mayoral committee responsible for finance, a representative from Coxta, a representative from provincial treasury, and a representative from Gersband. Then the panel shortlisted the applicants, it interviewed them, and then made the recommendation, which is in line with the law. They then make all the processes. Those who scored higher were taken for assessment, and the results of assessment came back. They were found to be competent. Then the report was taken to council. Then council took a decision.
Okay, I just don't want us to... apologies to come in there, Secretary. I'm interested on the foundation you've laid out, right? You say the panel consisted of an individual who comes from Coxta, an individual who comes from the Gersbande District Municipality, to a large extent also somebody who comes from Treasury. Now, what is then in your understanding that prompted the MEC to write a letter on the 27th of October to say he does not support the appointed candidate in the form that this candidate does not meet the minimum requirement as envisaged within the MFMA? Maybe your understanding there is then the MEC erring in that aspect?
No, we are not saying the MEC has erred, Musa, but we believe that the MEC in his letter that he has written to the municipality said the person who then get appointed into that position, because the budget of the municipality is more than R1 billion. Therefore, that person must have 7 years experience in senior management and middle management, senior and middle management, of which 2 years of that must be in senior management. Now, our take is that the person that has been appointed has been an audit supervisor from the 1st of May 2019 until the 31st of July 2013, which therefore gives you, I think, 4 years experience in that. Has been the stakeholder liaising manager from the 1st of August 2013 until the 31st of January 2019. Which gives you 6 years, 8 months experience, has been the audit manager with Auditor General South Africa from the 31st of January 2019 until the time he was appointed by the local municipality of Lego. Now, our take is that the municipality must engage the MEC, because we believe that there might be a different interpretation of the municipality and the MEC in terms of senior manager and middle manager. Therefore, the MEC is, in terms of the law, required to concur. Now, in this case, the MEC has said he doesn't support the appointment. Now, we believe that there might be a misunderstanding between the MEC and the municipality. And our take is that the municipality should go and engage the MEC and say, MEC, we understand that this is a letter that you've written, but this is our view of the interpretation of the law. And they must find each other, between that space. Now, it's now between the municipality and the MEC to find each other on the matter, which we believe that it's possible for them to find each other on the matter.
Yeah, but one thing I'm not really following then is, what is then the ANC's position? Because you are leading the municipality in the form of the executive mayor. What is then your position in regard to then the way in which the municipality has gone about this particular issue? The MEC says, I do not support. Yes, there was then, you know, there was an issue of 14 days having lapsed and all of that, and you know, appointment letters been given. But the MEC says, I do not support. But the municipality still went ahead and appointed an individual, despite having engaged the MEC to say, MEC, this is why we think you should look at that, you know, at it the way we are looking at it. Because from what I'm understanding, that meeting of the MEC and him being lobbied as to why he needs to reconsider that issue of the MFMA has not happened. But yet, the person we are talking about, he's already in office. What do you make of that as the ANC in the region?
Thanks for the question, Musa. I think you might be having a copy of the letter from the MEC, though it is addressed to the executive mayor. You might have it in one way or another. And you will realize that the letter from the MEC is dated the 29th of October 2025. And the incumbent at that time was already appointed by the municipality. The incumbent has received the appointment letter. The incumbent has resigned in his position in the Office of Auditor General in South Africa. Now, the letter from the MEC is received 2 days before the incumbent could therefore resume the duty. The incumbent served the notice with the Office of Auditor General South Africa. Now, it's a situation that we believe that both the municipality and the MEC must try and find each other. Once they found each other, there are therefore two possibilities. It might be that, yes, as per the letter of the MEC, the incumbent was not properly, or the definition of the experience, the 7 years to in senior manager might not have that. Or after the municipality has explained to the MEC, they might have found each other that no, there was a misunderstanding. Let's give that to both of that.
Yeah.
Now, the incumbent then have received the letter from the municipality, and the incumbent have served the notice. What do you then say to the incumbent after receiving the letter to the MEC? Then you say, no, we are no longer appointing you. You might be putting the municipality into a litigation by the incumbent that you've appointed me. You are raising that you have the issue with the MEC, therefore you are saying I must not come in. Let's allow that process so that there is a smooth clarification of matters, smooth transition of those matters. Because at the end of the day, Musa, you also have a situation where an incumbent is also an employee. He does have rights.
No, true. So I fully agree.
We try to make sure that there are no litigations against the municipality. We don't also you don't also violate the rights of the incumbent as an employee. Because now the incumbent is now an employee. And the incumbent has become an employee by the time when the municipality shortlisted him and called him to the interview. You therefore have to treat the incumbent as an employee.
Yeah. Regional Secretary, due to time to other guests I've lined up, let me lay you off for now. But, you know, there are many other points I would have loved to pick it up with you. But also, just mainly before I let you go, that issue of the two-year experience, isn't it that the person who's going to be appointed in the municipality must have at least served 2 years of, or rather have experience around issues of local governance? Isn't that the case? Because, yes, you did speak on the sense that this particular candidate or the incumbent has experience, but this experience might not be somewhat equivalent to what is envisaged within the MFMA. Maybe a bit of clarity there for my understanding.
You will appreciate that an incumbent has been working for the Office of the Auditor General of South Africa since he has been employed from the years ago, from 2019. Now, to me, it will then depend on the interpretation, because the law doesn't say senior manager in local government. It says senior manager. Now, the Office of Auditor General South Africa, it deals with audits of the municipalities, provincial government, provincial legislature, national government departments, and national legislature. What do we then do? Is that person not working or having an experience in the public sector? To me, that person works with public sector.
I hear you. Nopala, let's park it here for this evening. I appreciate your views. And I like that contribution at the end there. Yeah, such a spinner in the work, or spanner rather in the work. Yeah. Appreciate your time, Nopala, as always.
Okay, thank you very much, Musa. We'll appreciate to have enough time on the matter. Thank you very much.
No, one thing you can do, Nopala, because I'm continuing this conversation, maybe in the next 5 minutes or so, I'll just extend 5 minutes of it. You can listen on, or I can have you on the line as I have other guests to weigh in. Maybe if you'd like to contribute there, I'll get an indication from you while you're on the line. Let me maybe lay you off, but not hang up not hang you up. On this line, as I'll try and bring others into this conversation. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes, right?